Hey, we are going to continue the hour by talking with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood. You know him very well if you listen to this program on a regular basis. Significant milestone for Sheriff Blackwood recently as he was just elected president of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association. So all the work that he does in Orange County on a day-to-day basis, now he's got a statewide job as well to add to that. Sheriff Blackwood, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. It's good to be here.
So thoughts about first of all, we'll talk about the position because you've kind of been in the position for a little while. But thoughts about getting elected in the first place? What did you feel like when it happened?
Well, so this has been a journey. I became obviously a member of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association when I became sheriff. I had done work with the Sheriff's Association prior to becoming sheriff. Eddie Caldwell, who's our executive director. And legal counsel, and I have become very close friends. He was Carver, a police officer for a long time, went to school at Carolina and became an attorney and had a very successful law practice, and then he sold that practice and moved into the position of executive director of the Sheriff's Association. And over those years when I was a deputy, he would call on me periodically for guidance and coming up with new policies or whatever. I was invited to become part of a team that developed a program called the Sheriff's Leadership Institute, which ironically I had to attend after I got to be sheriff. So it was interesting when I was sheriff to be able to be in the class that I had helped to develop.
Did you learn anything in the class?
I'm sorry?
Did you learn anything in the class?
I actually did learn way more than I actually thought I didn't know. What is it? They say you don't know what you don't know until you know it. So you run for office, and treasurer, secretary is where I started, and then the following year you move up to third vice if you're elected, and the people that elect you are the other sheriffs throughout the state. So the close working relationship that I have with my sheriffs across the state, I think positioned me well to move up the chairs, as we say. So a third chair, second chair, first vice, rather, and then president. And this was really special because not only am I being elected to that office by the folks that are my peers, but it happened during the 100th anniversary of the association, which to me is really, really special because we are planning celebration of the 100th year all year long. So it's kind of a celebratory term of the presidency, and I'm really excited about it. It is a milestone for me. It's not a finish line, but it's certainly at the top.
I was going to ask if it feels like kind of a culmination of your career, but you're not done yet. So.
I'm not done yet, but it is. You're exactly right. I mean, to be elected sheriff is as far as you can go, and to be elected president, I will be the chairman next year, and then after that, I'm always a member of the executive board.
So what does the role entail?
So I am the face of the association. I represent the voice of all the other sheriffs, and I represent any time that a sheriff has issues within their county that may involve legislative change or need for help within the legislative body, it comes to me, and Eddie Caldwell and I, we work to get whatever change is needed or whatever assistance that sheriff needs. And as you might imagine, over the last couple of weeks, I have been very busy both with legislative issues, but also we have had some extreme violence against some of our members, and two have sadly been murdered. And when a sheriff is going through trying times, there's not a lot of people that can talk to him or her but another sheriff. So I have spent a lot of my last few days either in Wayne County, Surrey County had a traumatic incident, and most recently in Wake County. In fact, I was there yesterday and day before and the day of, and we'll be there Friday.
Do you expect the job to have a lot of travel in general, or has it just been...
A lot of travel. Yeah. A lot of travel. As I said, last Tuesday, I was in Wayne County for a funeral, then Surrey County for a dinner that night, and I think I clocked about 530 some miles when I got home. But, you know, the travel out of the state, we're going to Indian Wells, California. I'll be going to Michigan. I'll be going to Washington and wherever else the national might be meeting. So, yes, there's a lot of travel.
Speaking with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, now president of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association, should mention the first to fill that position from Orange County since Buck Knight back in 1971. So it's been more than 50 years since an Orange County sheriff has filled that role. And I know the North Carolina Sheriff's Association, as you mentioned, gets involved in legislative activity and advocacy on issues that relate to law enforcement. To what extent do you have an influence now over what the Sheriff's Association's position is, and to what extent are you just the voice of the consensus?
So we have several different committees that take part in that. We have a legislative committee made up of a group of sheriffs. I am on the executive board. So everything that comes up from committee comes to the executive board for a thumb up or thumb down vote. So we have complete control over the direction of the association. Most recently, we had an emergency meeting to decide whether or not to offer a reward for this young deputy's murder. Mm-hmm. That took an action from us as a committee to make that decision for the association. On the part of all the sheriffs of the state. So I received a lot of phone calls throughout the day. We announced that there was going to be a meeting on Sunday night. We called that emergency meeting. Before that meeting, a number of the sheriffs on the executive board called me, and we had discussions about, you know, the logistics of offering a reward, how much the reward would be, who it could be issued to, and when we would issue those rewards. Because, you know, when you do something like that that affects the association, there has to be consensus.
Speaking again with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood. So speaking about that, as you mentioned, certainly in Wake County and elsewhere, we've had several high-profile issues of deputies being assaulted, killed on the job. When that happens, and when that happens, like several of those incidents happen in a row like that, What are your thoughts as a sheriff when an incident like that happens?
Well, we're terribly concerned about the acts of violence against our law enforcement. It's understandable at this time in our history to be frustrated. It's understandable to be upset about things, whether they be at the governmental level or at your job, whether you've lost your job or just the fact that bread ain't available and gas costs a lot. We don't think that, however, should result in killing peace officers who are out here trying to take care of us every day. I don't know of a law enforcement officer who puts on their uniform and goes to work with ill intent in their mind. Certainly not to the point that they should be killed for doing their job. And as the case with Nat Bird over in Raleigh, he stops because he sees a vehicle on the side of the road and wonders if the person needs help. To get out of their car and to be shot abruptly, mm-hmm. and killed, assassinated, basically, is unconscionable.
When the legislature comes back into session, what are the top issues that are going to be on your mind?
So we're going to probably approach them and ask them for an enhancement to anyone who uses a firearm against a law enforcement officer. And the thought of it is there's already a crime, yes. But if we make an enhancement that there's, like, say, an automatic 25-year penalty for using a firearm against a police officer or a law enforcement officer, and that the judge has no discretion on that sentence, that sends a message that, one, we value the life of our law enforcement officers, and, two, we're not going to tolerate violence against us.
Speaking again with Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, president now of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association. And as we start to wrap up this this conversation, what do you see your role as being as president of the association, like in the months to come?
Well, one of the things we've noticed in the year is we don't know what the year is going to bring us. The year 2 years ago, it brought us COVID. Last year, it brought us three sheriffs who died in office, which was unprecedented. So we take whatever comes our way, and we be the voice of the sheriffs across the state and try to work to preserve, enhance, and promote the high office of sheriff while at the same time preserving peace, safety, and public safety within our communities.
Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood, now president of the North Carolina Sheriff's Association, first from Orange County to hold that role in 51 years. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Aaron, and thank you, 97 The Hill, for keeping us informed.